Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We've talked a lot about debt. I want to talk about just how we're spending and how we handle our finances. What does that say about us spiritually? And this is a tough question to answer because I think no one ever wants to be faced with that question. Mm-hmm. But I want to address that.
Yeah, good. I mean, if you kind of think of a Sunday, you go into church and you think your pastor is going to stand up and talk about something spiritual. You know, you're going to hear a sermon about prayer or forgiveness or, a parable or some sure. king in the Old Testament. And he starts talking about money. And there's almost like, you know, why are we talking about something that's not spiritual? You know, why aren't we? But the reality right. is what God's word determines what is and isn't spiritual for us. And because money's throughout scripture and Jesus preached on it so much, it's definitely spiritual. And I do think there's a lot of truth in the saying that if you want to know someone, you can look at two things, their checkbook and their calendar. Mm-hmm. Because the way people spend money and time says pretty much more about them than almost anything else. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at what people spend their money on, it says a lot about their relationships with Christ. That's the truth. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that we handle money the way we do because of our relationships with Christ. You know, it's our relationship with Christ that influences our view of money and the way we handle it, whether we covet it, whether we love it. You know, 1 Timothy 6 famously says that the love of money is the root of many evils. Like the King James kind of got it off a little bit, and it says like the love of money is the root of all evil, which definitely is not true. Right. But it is accurate that there's a lot of evil because of people's love of money. Sure. Well, if you love Christ, it's interesting. He says that you can't serve two masters. You're going to serve the Lord, or you're going to serve, and then you kind of expect him to say another master, but he says money. And why is that? Because money becomes our master. Yeah. It can rule over us. And so it can control us. And so the way we handle money says so much about, and you, our relationships with Christ, and you watch people when they become Christians and grow that they handle money differently. It doesn't control them. They're not as covetous. They become burdened to be generous and to be giving. And really much of it has to do with developing kind of this eternal perspective, because you see that really it's a stewardship. I mean, that's a great word associated with money. A steward doesn't really own anything. And it's interesting to consider that money is one of our most important stewardships. Mm. Because we'll say it's my money,
right.
You know, it's my checkbook. Well, the reality is it's actually God's money. It doesn't belong to us. And we're just simply stewards of it for as long as we're on this side of heaven. And so one of the really nice things about viewing money as a stewardship is it not only makes us more responsible, it makes giving easier. Because there's a sense in which you're not really giving, you know, your money away. You're giving away God's money because it doesn't really, belong to you. And so to 1 Corinthians, it says what's required of stewards is faithfulness. And if you've ever given something to someone, what you value more than anything else is their faithfulness with it. I mean, even mm-hmm. if it's, everything's a stewardship, my children, sure. it's a stewardship. They don't belong to me. And so if my children go stay with someone after church on a Sunday, I'm expecting those people to be, in a sense, faithful stewards of my children, you know, keep them safe, don't have them watch something they shouldn't watch right. or listen to something they shouldn't listen to. So anytime people are in charge of something or have responsibility for something, we covet their faithfulness. And it's the same for God with what the things he puts in our care, whether it's our spouse, you know, for you, your two daughters, the movie that God has, you know, produced through you guys. And so we all want to be good stewards. And one of our most important stewardships is money, the money that he's given us. And so the way we handle it, spend it, says much about us spiritually. Sure. It's a quote that I read, which I think could be a real paradigm shift for some people, is that every single purchase you make is a spiritual decision. They're not amoral. It's not, they're either moral or immoral, every single cent or dollar that we spend. And so that can really cause us to look at our finances differently. And then as soon as you become a Christian and you have this eternal perspective, mm-hmm. you recognize that the only way actually for any of our wealth to go with us is to be generous with it and giving. That's what Christ says. He says, store up treasure in heaven. Yeah. And the way we store up treasure in heaven is by being generous and giving on this side of heaven.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.